Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that they are making their debut as your artist of the day on a Thursday throwback to the 80s.
Playing on the radio.
Poison.
Mm-hmm.
They were the rite of passage for Brenninger and me every year. Not even my favorite band, but man, they came to town every single damned year. And we would go. God, we went.
Couple things to pass on. According to a source, the Associated Press is reporting that the Chiefs and Travis Kelce have agreed to a four-year extension worth $57.25 million.
God, I just wish my dad would have thrown that ball with me just a little bit more.
Base salary of $8 million this season, $7.75 next. He's doing good.
Nobody's doing better than Patrick Mahomes.
I think they're both doing pretty
good. By the way, have you been watching the Royals games on TV lately?
Oh, I love it.
I don't know how much you have to pay, and I need to get in touch with Toby Cook. Because we've got to get our faces back there. Now, they've got them up in the stands.
And
they give you kind of like during a commercial break.
He says when they open it back up to the general public, we will be able to pay for our ugly mugs to sit back there somewhere.
Okay, because the other night we were watching over at Kelly's house. And off to the right is C-3PO.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you've got, there's Paul Rudd looking left and Paul Rudd looking right. Sitting right next to each other, okay? Then you have Patrick Mahomes. Who else was back there? Quentin Lucas was back there. Bo Jackson. I think there were a lot of Royals players that I didn't recognize. I swear I saw George Brett. Slugger was back there. I mean, and then there were a handful of people you're like, who's that?
Well, those are season ticket holders.
Well, probably.
Put up the money and said, let me in there.
Yeah.
Or they're dogs.
I think it's fantastic. I love the dogs. I love the dogs.
Did Toby say we're going to be able to?
Yes. I mean, not now, but when they open it back up, yes, absolutely.
When are they going to open it back up?
Well, he doesn't know yet because it takes the staff, you know, it took a long time to get it all set up under a very short turnaround.
The C-3PO is funny. The one that made me laugh the most was the Paul Rudd looking over at Paul Rudd who's looking over.
That's pretty good. And then the Weekend at Bernie's, of course.
Yeah, the Weekend at Bernie's guy is in there too.
We would be remiss if we did not mention again, and I know you heard it in the newscast, breaking news that charges have been announced in the murder of 4-year-old legend Taliaferro in Kansas City. Gene Peters Baker making the announcement this afternoon. Of course, his death in June outraged the city, as it should have, gave the name then to the Federal Anti-Crime Initiative Operation Legend.
Right.
He is 22-year-old Ryson Ellis. He faces felony charges of second-degree murder, unlawful use of a weapon, and 2 counts of armed criminal action. Some details came out during a recent news conference within the last hour at the Jackson County Courthouse. It happened back on June 29th.
Legend was not the target.
But the family is aware of who this individual is.
Oh, really?
I will say that. Let me go to, I think it was the Channel 41 story that had that.
That's no good.
Yes. So there was some kind of squabble in the days leading up to it. Let me get this here in front of me. 22-year-old man, again, Bryson Ellis, is charged. A woman who was in the apartment at the time of the shooting, according to a probable cause statement, as the sister of Legend's father, told police she had a child with Ellis, who was the shooter, allegedly. And she alleges he had assaulted her a few days before the deadly shooting. After that incident, the assault, which did not involve four-year-old Legend, the woman's brothers, including Legend's father, confronted Ellis at his home where an altercation ensued. So follow me here. This woman says she was assaulted by this man.
Allegedly by Ellis.
Yep, by Ellis.
The shooter.
Her father, as any father would, went and knocked on Ellis's door and said, "What the hell, did you assault my daughter?"
Okay. This is according to prosecutors.
This is according to the probable cause statement. An altercation ensued where Ellis was injured and Ellis's mother threatened the brothers with a gun. The woman told...
This just sounds like a hot mess.
The woman told investigators she received threatening messages from Ellis through social media after Legend's murder.
After the murder?
Yes. Legend's mother said she is, quote, grateful that we are in the steps to justice, but expressed remorse for her son's suspected killer and the culture of violence in Kansas City. This is a lose-lose situation for my family, including his. Quoting here from the mother, the mother of Legend, we have to take this a step farther and calm the violence down. Now, there was a reward offered. You remember this, Scott. Within Legend's family, who very clearly would have known there was this altercation with a gun, with this Ellis individual, 2 or 3 days before Legend's murder, my guess is from the get-go, this alleged shooter was on the radar of authorities. Because they would have said, when this four-year-old was shot, has there been any altercation in the last week that someone would have driven by and shot up this residence? Well, yeah, yes. three days ago.
Yeah, my dad went over there and roughed him up a little bit.
Yes.
Great question on the text line. So, in other words, mom knew who did the killing all along.
Well, we don't know that.
What took so long?
We don't know that.
Okay.
We don't know that.
They had a pretty good suspicion. Come on. Come on. What is going on? Honest to God. And I know that for most of you driving down I-35 back to your Lily White house in Overland Park or Olathe, this doesn't really affect you. And I get that. But it affects the city as far as its reputation, as far as the way that we feel about each other. What the hell is going on? What in the name of Sam Hill is going on in this town? We are set to set a record for homicides this year in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, I know if you live up in Liberty or you live out in Lee's Summit, you live out in Bonner Springs, this really doesn't affect you, and I get that. I'm not killing my family. Not killing anybody in my neighborhood. I get it. But when you turn on the TV and you hear about the blood that runs through the streets of Chicago, and you've heard about the blood that runs through the streets these days lately of New York City, of all places, one of the safest cities in America. And now it's happening again in Kansas City. It's a reputation that we all have. It stains us all, if you will. What in the hell is going on? I thought we were all cooped up in our houses for 4 months.
You know what, though? We've asked police about this before. How come the homicide numbers go up when we're all supposed to be staying at home? And they said, well, you're staying at home. you know, going to work every single day at H&R Block or Cerner or, you know, Garmin, you're staying home. The criminal element in Kansas City, the pandemic might have affected some of them if they got sick, I suppose. But if you are in the business of crime, they're not quarantining at home from the life of crime that they lead.
Great point. From 8611, that is extremely offensive for you to assume that if we are not effective, affected, we don't care. Shame on you, Scott. Okay. Fair point. 576-7798. Gang, if you're mad at me, call in. It's okay. We're allowed to disagree. We just don't have to be angry with each other. But Sam's saying there's, you know, God, Scott, there's so many people calling. They're like mad at you. And then when I say, hang on, you're going to be on with Scott, they hang up. Call in. I can take a beating.
Let me say it in a different way, because I think I know you well enough to know what you were trying to say, but you could have maybe said it in a different way.
I'll let you know if you interpreted me correctly.
So I know you might be listening. Why do I care? I would switch that to, I think people all over the metro area, no matter where you are, say out loud, what can I do? What can I do? I wake up every day. I go to my job. I'm just trying to put food on the table for my kids. This is horrible what is happening in the city. But every day as a citizen, what can I do to make it stop? And it's frustrating because even police, Scott, can't figure out what to do to make it stop. And so I think a lot of people, I don't want to say they shrug it off when they see there's been another shooting or a headline. There have been so many. No one knows what they can do to make the situation better. And that's frustrating.
Nope.
Which is different from,
I
don't care.
That's not what I was trying to say.
That's no, what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is that people in Lee's Summit or Leavenworth or Western Shawnee or where Overland Park, they wake up and they turn on the morning news. Okay.
Yep.
Whether it's the radio, whether it's the TV, and they hear that there's been another night of violence in the inner city. And it's almost as if it is a tale of two worlds.
Yeah, it is.
This doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect my children. That's sad. I'm not saying that they don't, excuse me. I'm not saying that they don't sit there as they're cooking their toast and moving some eggs around in the skillet. I'm not saying that they don't say, oh, that's unfortunate. That's too bad. But it's a tale of two worlds. Because if you live at 147th and Knoll, okay, you don't have any idea what goes on.
Oh, I disagree. I think people do know. It's in the headline every single day. But they don't know what to do about it.
It's not your world. You never go there. You've never been there.
As someone who has lived in both worlds, I will attest that you do not know what's going on when you're in Johnson County.
Annie in Lenexa. Hello, Annie.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi.
Are you in the same room again?
Yeah. Well, we're near each other.
Well, she's in that room and I'm in this room, but we're like in the same building. Yeah.
Yeah. You're so much more fun when you're together. Anyway, I had just said, and I have always said this about everything. I've been a volunteer with MAD for like 33 years.
You've been a volunteer with who? MAD? Mothers Against MAD. Drunk Driving?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been a chapter president, and I was an interim president, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I've always said this because people would say to me, oh, did you lose somebody? Was someone killed, you know? And I say no, but that's why I'm here. It's what I can do. But most people's thinking is, if it's not happening to you, it's not happening. People can only absorb so much or, you know, relate to so much. So I agree with you, Scott. If it's not happening in your neighborhood, it's not happening. But where we are today is like our country is on fire. Our cities are, it's not just Kansas City. I mean, look at these other cities.
Okay, Annie, you're horribly.
A lot of wind.
A lot of wind back there. It's not even windy out.
Yeah, I don't know where she was. Some cell phones, it's just so much worse.
Bob in Spring Hill. Hello, Bob.
Oh, my. Thank you for letting me on the air.
Anytime. Yeah.
I've listened to you, Scott, since your first week on the air.
Back in 2006?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Oh, that week sucked.
Wow.
But thanks.
Anyway, I just don't want to sound like a broken record here, but we need to be following the golden rule, and we need to be putting our fellow man first. Love others as we love ourselves.
Sure.
And I know that in the inner city there are challenges, but we've had people come out here and leave their kids from the inner city, and we've let them play and tried to mentor them and tried to be good role models for them, and that's what's needed. And it affects everyone from Mr. Politic at the top to Mr. Street Cleaner at the bottom. And that's all I wanted to say. It's heartbreaking.
All right, man.
It is, and I wish that the golden rule was enough, that people thought it was important enough to resolve conflict in a different way because of the golden rule. But that's not what's happening. People get into a conflict and they pick up guns. And in this case, a four-year-old died.
Yeah. Somebody writes in at 1449, what are you doing any different, Mr. Parks? I'm not doing anything different. I'm not contributing to the problem. Well, what are you doing for the solution? Well, what, with all respect, 1449, what should I do? What could I do?
That goes back to what I was saying.
To contribute to the solution.
People don't know what to do, Scott.
There's nothing you can do.
The faith leaders came together this week and did a news conference that the faith leaders are going to try through their congregations to work on better relationships with police so that maybe that trickles down.
Great. And I hope that does work. What do you think 49-year-old white guy from Johnson County is going to accomplish walking through the inner city of Kansas City going, hey, guys, don't shoot each other. Hey, let's get together and mingle.
I lived at 55th and Paseo for 2 years. That there's nothing you can do.
The question, what are you doing any different, Mr. Parks? Thank you for the question. What would you want me to do? There's nothing I can do other than go in there. By in there, I mean to the inner city. Try to talk people down from the ledge and then get a bullet in my brain. So if you don't mind, I'd rather raise my kids. 576-7798.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
It is a Thursday throwback to the 80s. From 1986. A number one hit, but yet voted the worst song of the 80s, Starship. We're talking about the incredible and horrible violence problem that we've had in Kansas City. This city is on pace to break every record as far as homicides are concerned, I believe, in the city's history, if I'm not mistaken, Dana Wright. That included a 3.5-month stay-at-home order. But that apparently did not stop the murders. What is going on? And yes, it is primarily, not exclusively, a problem of the inner city, but it affects the entire city. And by that, I mean the metropolitan area.
You know, they're reeling, Scott, because they are dealing with, at the police department, 6 homicides in just over 24 hours. And that was, I think, Saturday to Sunday or Sunday to Monday.
Mm.
And so all of the detectives on Homicide Squad, you know this, who are just trying to solve the ones 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Sure.
They then were hit with another 6 in 24 hours over last weekend. It's not sustainable. If you want a police department that can solve these crimes at this number of homicides, how do you do it? There's not enough manpower in any city to do it.
Let's go to Pam in Lenexa. Hello, Pam. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
We're doing well. Thanks.
So in this day and age where our whole lives are turned upside down, COVID, and I like to call it the corona that has hit all of us, I think that people are all at wit's end. So if you have the propensity towards violence, but maybe in the past, you know, you were able to, I don't know, wrap yourself on the head and have a little bit more control. Nowadays, it seems like everybody's like, what the hell? And the violence comes out first. It's evident in the way people treat people who are just trying to do their job at the grocery store when somebody tells you to put on a mask and the person walking in the store goes crazy over, why do I have to put on a mask and it's my right? That type of person maybe never would act like that, but we're all at wit's end. So with the rising crime, I think it's a correlation as to what's going on every single day in our lives. And yes, it does affect me out here in White Johnson County, which I take umbrance at the fact that you think it maybe we just go to bed and don't think about it. It affects me because what does the overall populace in this country think of Kansas City? It's a great place to come and visit. I have friends that go, oh, I'd never go to Chicago. It's so violent. Chicago is a great place to go. Yeah. I have children that live there. So I think as a whole, we need to not divide and talk. And what can you do, Mr. Parks? Maybe your language could tone it down a bit so we could be a group instead of individuals. And I think that it's part of your shows to stir things up and get people like me to call in. But we all can take a softer tone when it comes to things.
That's a good point, Pam. Very good point.
I completely disagree with you, but I understand your point, and obviously your opinion is more than welcome here. Ace in Olathe. Hello, Ace.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, you know, Scott. You're one of the most genuine people I know, but I have to disagree with you on this one.
Okay.
To say, I'm in Olathe. I'm in Johnson County. You know, when I wear a shirt, I don't wear a shirt that says Olathe. I don't wear a shirt that says Johnson County. My hat says Kansas City. My shirt says Kansas City. I tell family across the country, where do I live? I live in Kansas City. I love this city. I lived in California for 10 years and came back here because I love this area so much. And Kansas City is, it's not just a city. Kansas City is the metro. You know, and this is where I grew up. This is what I love. So to say it doesn't affect us, when I wake up every morning and see what happened overnight, it literally, you know, there's some days I've almost cried because it's just how people can just have that little respect for each other and other people's lives. And all of these are people that know each other. They're family members and so-called friends doing it to each other. It's not just, a lot of times, not just random people. So I'm like, what in the world is going on where people are killing their own friends and their own family members? And a four-year-old kid, good God, I mean, I don't understand what the hell is wrong with people. What's going on? It's frustrating. And I'd love to be part of the solution. I follow the mayor. I've given feedback to the mayor because his job affects everyone in the metro. His job affects 2.5 million people, not just the 500,000 in the city.
That's absolutely right.
I do appreciate it. I want to be clear, and maybe I wasn't. And if I wasn't, then I apologize. Sometimes when you offer the devil's advocate point of view, I think sometimes it gets interpreted as my point of view. I never said that I didn't care. I was offering the opinion, I think, of some people in this community where if you live at 143rd and Knoll, that was my example, by the way, you don't really care what is happening at 30th and Agnes, okay? I don't live at 143rd and Knoll.
And I'm going to correct you again, even though you disagree with my correction. I think people care. I think people are numb to it because it's been a problem for a long time in this town. and I think they are at a loss as to what they can do about it.
There's nothing
and that's
you
different. But that's different than not caring. I can care and still in that same conversation about a lot of things. I can care and still in that same conversation say, but I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do about it.
There's nothing you can do about it.
You know, I cared when the wildfires were destroying Australia. I can care and still be at a loss as to what I can do to stop that.
There's nothing you can do. What are you going to do?
I don't know, Scott.
You're going to go down there and picket?
No.
Because I guarantee you, you'll be one of the first ones shot. From the text line, Scott, you're fat.
Wow.
Ashley in Olathe. Hello,
hi,
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Hi.
Hi. So, Scott, I normally agree with you on most things.
I have not stated an opinion.
Yes, you have.
Hold on. Listen. So, I know I completely agree with Devil's Advocate. That's fine. But when you say, like, what can you do? Because I agree with Dana. Like, I'm kind of a fixer by nature, and I just want to fix it. Like, what can I do? And the problem is so much bigger than, like, me, because I'm a single mom. I live in Olathe. I do okay, but I definitely can't, like, go and fund some huge program or whatever. But one thing that's kind of gone away from our society and is, you know, everything on Facebook is real, right? Everything is truth. And people need to remember that it's not. And being able to, like, start showcasing the good things that are going on, we've kind of gotten away from that as a city. You know, the random acts of kindness and, like, those kinds of things, you don't see that anymore. And so, like, for me personally, like, I'm really trying to, when somebody holds the door for me at Quick Trip, I'm thankful. I just show that grace and that thankfulness. Thank you so much for doing that, because they very easily could have slammed that door on me as I'm trying to go through with my kid or, you know, whatever. And just holding the door for someone, seeing somebody else in that kind of same struggle, like just doing those little things and kind of, I mean, I know it's small, but it's something I can do and I can put that positivity out there.
Yeah.
I'm not currently in a Facebook cleanse, so I deleted my Facebook app off my phone just to kind of push that out. And I tell you, it changes my whole mentality. Like, because my neighbors are awesome. Like, I have great neighbors. But when I look on Facebook and I see some of the stuff they post, I'm like, that's not the same guy I see out, you know, playing with his dog in the yard. You know, like,
yeah.
You get a whole different perspective. And so I think, like, social media is kind of just skewing everything. I grew up in KCK, and so I've seen kind of both sides. Now I live in Olathe. But, like, it's too big for any one person to fix, you know? So I think it's just a matter of the golden rule is great. I get that. But you have to be willing to do those things without expecting anything in return, you know? I called the door many times with a smile and, you know, hey, I'm happy to help. And they don't say anything, you know? It's like, well, whatever, you know, like, just kind of letting those things roll off. And I think, like, breeding that positivity in our city is just, I think that's the only thing we can do on an individual level.
Ashley.
Yes.
Somebody on the text line says, you sound like the woman who called me old a while back. Is that you?
I called you old? So, I don't think that was me.
Okay. It was
she
not
does
you.
Sound like her.
Oh, my God. Hang on. Wait. Ashley, hold the line.
Yeah.
And turn your radio down.
Oh, yeah, well, you're on my
okay. So what you have to say, Ashley, what you have to say is he was old. I mean, what? he was like Scott's age.
No.
He's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay, so you have to say.
Yeah, that's not
me. But it sounds like you. You have to say he was old. He was old like you, Scott. Can you do that?
Oh, you want me to say that?
Yeah, I want you to say it. He was old. He was old like you, Scott.
He was old. He was old like you, Scott.
That's awesome.
Wait.
It sounds just
hang on,
like
hang on,
her.
Hang on a second. Get it ready. Get it ready to go.
He was old. He was old like you, Scott.
Okay. Was that her? Was that Ashley?
No. That was
the
just
original?
No, that was just now.
He got out of his car, and he's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay. All right, Ashley, you have to say he got out, and then Sam, get it queued back up because I want to play it right after Ashley says it. Don't laugh.
Okay.
All right, so you have to say, he was old. He got out of his car. He was old like you, Scott.
He was old. He got out of his car. He was old like you, Scott.
That's her. Sam, play it.
He got out of his car, and he's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay. Ashley, you're a liar. Ashley, you're a liar. No, that is you.
It just sounds like her.
He was old. Definitely not. He was old like you, Scott. Old.
You would if you saw Scott.
That's funny. But no, I definitely wouldn't do that.
Ashley, thank you for the call.
Ashley, you have a wonderful afternoon and a good evening, and take care of your family and be well, okay?
Thanks. You too, guys.
All right. Talk to you soon. And I'm not old. Bye. Goodbye.
Okay. The city of Los Angeles has just agreed to do something completely outside of the box to get people to vote in November. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what it is.
All right. We'll do that.
Good idea or bad idea?
Okay. We'll do that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
He got out of his car, and he's like old. He's like, I don't know, older than you, Scott.
Okay. Short on time. What is your story? What do you got? What do you got out of L.A.?
The Los Angeles Dodgers has just announced that they are opening up Dodger Stadium as a polling place. It marks the first time a Major League Baseball team has offered its facility as a voting center. The initiative, which was to be announced this afternoon, came together after more than a vote, the group that LeBron James founded, teamed up with the Dodgers, who have previously used the stadium, by the way, as a site for coronavirus testing and things like, you know, food distribution, that kind of stuff. And he said, hey, why don't we open this up as a polling site so that people who otherwise might not be inclined to vote someplace else, Scott, would go vote if they could be down on the stadium field, would they not?
Mm. A lot of social distancing.
A lot of social distancing. There's a lot of space, plus the allure of, hey, come look at the stadium.
Look where I voted.
Look where I voted. Here's your I voted sticker with a baseball on it. It is brilliant. I think people who otherwise wouldn't vote would vote if they knew they could go vote at Arrowhead.
I like the idea of opening up big arenas like that. By arena, I mean an outdoor, like an Arrowhead or a Kauffman Stadium or whatever. And I know that this country seems, for whatever reason, to be divided about absentee / mail-in voting, and I know there's a difference. I don't need a lecture. Thank you. Here's what I would propose we do. And because I am Nostradamus, I always have the future in mind. And here is my resolution to all of this. Okay? Mm-hmm. Many states have advanced voting. You can vote usually about 40 days in advance, give or take, whatever state you're in. You know, it all depends, of course.
Okay.
How about we give the states whatever finances they need? I mean, obviously, money's not an option anymore. We're dropping $3 trillion on everything else. I don't think it would take but $500 billion to go ahead and get advance voting going now. In every state. So my mom, who's 75 years old,
could vote today.
Who is concerned.
Before a single debate.
She already knows who she's voting for. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Some people might be on the fence. I don't know.
My mom is Trump all the way. Give me a break. My mom.
Why does she hate Kamala Harris?
She doesn't hate Kamala Harris. She loves Donald Trump. My mom is Donald Trump all the way. Okay? And we're not talking politics. We're talking about voting. So just go ahead and open it up right now. We have 80, I think it's 81.
You cannot do that. You cannot do that. Let me tell you why.
Why do you poo-poo every good idea that I have?
How many days are there before the election?
81 days.
81 days. We have seen it before.
You don't already know who you're voting for?
Yes, but. Here's a yes, but. This is why you don't name buildings after people who aren't dead.
I'm already.
How many times in history, right up to the election, does something happen?
Fine, your little October surprise.
It can be a bombshell, Scott, And then you think, I'm going to vote this way. And then this thing comes out in the news. And now your vote's already cast. And you've changed your mind.
No,
and you can't take it back.
If Grab 'Em by the Pee didn't get St. Margaret to change her vote 4 years ago, there ain't nothing that's going to happen. We got to run. Early voting starting tomorrow. Let's go.
I thought we had to run.
Sam Stevie III is our producer, finest man in all of America. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe, be well, be good. Tomorrow's Friday. Don't forget, Best of Us Friday at 5 o'clock.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.